drive. Got canceled there, found a cutter. Cartier off the window and good. Clifford left baseline drive, tried to hook a pass inside to Strong for the layup. Fadeaway two for Stevens is good. As Lake knocks down the three, head of the key, that's a good sign for Colorado State. Even spin cycle, kicked out. Lake, three, absolutely. Cartier's on the bench with the three personal fouls. Stevens, step back, three. On board here, Strong drives right baseline, pull up two, good. From Stolen, here comes Palmer, down the lane, lays it in. Stevens, corner, Palmer drives inside, lays it up and in. Clock, Stevens baseline, to Scott, lays it up and in, what a pass. Assist number 11. Back to Scott, he wants to drive inside, to Strong, lays it up and in. 1 seconds, stick down here at Moby Arena. And there's the horn. Colorado State returns the favor.
Returns a favor indeed. They win at home. Colorado State beat Boise State 75-62. There's Brian Roth with Rams radio coverage there from the big one last night. Colorado State getting the job done against the Broncos at home. And I keep saying this, I sound like a broken record. Rule number one in the Mountain West this season, you can't lose at home. Now, clearly teams are losing at home. I mean, it's happening. CSU is that one team that's not doing it. And that's what's kept them afloat. Now 6-4 in the Mountain West Conference, 18-5 overall, puts them a game out of the number one spot in the regular season standings, where they could go do that for the first time ever, could go win that. Chances of getting into March Madness strongly increased after that win. And this was a good one because that game against Boise State on the road was difficult for the Rams. And that's, honestly, that's kind of where the trouble started for CSU, where they kind of went into this weird up and down struggle. You lost to Utah State in a close game, but then they lost on the road to Boise 65-58. And then they struggled against Air Force. They win in overtime. They get that one. Close game against UNLV. But then you lose to Nevada. You lose to Wyoming. So being able to recover after losing in that way to the Cowboys, a week ago, week and a half ago, was huge. That's the mark of a great team. You know, you're going to have a situation sometimes where you lose. You know, it's a long season. Great teams lose all the time. Well, they'll lose a couple of games. How do you recover? And that's what's been so fascinating with Colorado State. You know, you lose like that to Wyoming, that could set the stage for a downward spiral that could ultimately knock you out of March Madness and going to a national NCAA tournament. But instead, you beat San Diego State at home. Huge win. You get one on the road against Fresno State. Significant win. And then you beat Boise State at home last night, 75-62. Now you've got San Jose State at home, then a trip to San Diego State, and then home against Utah State. It's a gauntlet coming up. I think on the post-game broadcast I was listening to last night, I mean, they said you can't look up. You got to keep that nose down, keep pushing, keep trudging through this conference because there's never really an off night. You know, Brohard was on with us yesterday and said even though San Jose State's at the bottom, that's a team that can certainly find a way to pull off some upsets. They've had some close games, so there's no gimmies. There really isn't at this stage, but significant for the Rams last night, and the bench was strong. Isaiah Stevens had a great game. This was a game too, Angel. Yesterday on the show, I said Nick Clifford's got to have a monster game for CSU if they want to win this one. He had 7 points. He struggled. He was 0-for-3 from the 3-point line. The Rams as a team were 4-of-15 from the 3-point line, but they dominated in the paint. 40 points in the paint. It's the old cliche, and Nico says it all the time. He's probably going to say it to us in a minute. We're going to have him on. Like the three, love the paint. And that's what the Rams were doing last night. Nico Medved, head coach for the Colorado State Rams, will join us in about 5 minutes. So we're looking forward to that conversation. What a win it was for Colorado State. All right, Angel, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFK. There's my good. 75-62. The Rams, it's realistic. They are right there. They can still very much win a regular season title. Utah State lost last night, and the Rams win. You know, I talked about it yesterday. I said, hey, if you lose to Boise State, you probably aren't going to win the regular season title. But you win, and Utah State loses. So, it's a big night for Colorado State. The bad, the Avs, since the All-Star break, are 0-2. They lost last night. It was a back-to-back. But they're kind of slowly walking out of the gates here. They lost to New Jersey 5-3 after losing to New York on Monday 2-1 in overtime. They'll be back in action tomorrow night at Carolina as a part of this very lengthy road trip. The ugly for me, not a good sign for the Oakland Athletics, Angel, when the Las Vegas mayor, Carolyn Goodman, is saying, maybe you should not come here. You know, she actually said, I personally think the A's have to figure out a way to stay in Oakland to make their dream come true. Goodman said the team's stadium plan does not make sense and that the A's ownership should go back to the drawing board and pitch a new plan in the Bay Area. I mean, that is, there's usually a honeymoon period. Vegas saying, thanks, but no thanks. And there's the good, the bad, the ugly. 12 minutes after the hour. Nico Medved, head coach of the Colorado State Rams, going to join us next. First, we'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
State wrestling is almost here, and KFKA's taking you beyond the mat every state wrestling night at 5 p.m. Good luck to all our area wrestlers.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Beautiful win last night for the Rams, 75-62. Joining us now to talk about that big home win, head coach Nico Medved of those Colorado State Rams. Coach, congratulations. This kickball thing might be taken off because since you guys did that last week, Coach, you're undefeated. So, I mean, there's something to that.
Well, in that instance, it worked. It's just kind of, you know, every situation's different, but in that one, you know, that's really what this team needed was just kind of a reset a little bit, and it has worked. The guys have responded, and we've played really, really well here.
I really love that story, too, and again, my respect for you just keeps going up of finding different ways to bring the guys together, motivate the guys, and something's clicking here. I mean, obviously, you guys have been a fantastic team all season, but being able to recover from a couple of rough losses, that's what I look at the most in a regular season is how do you get up? Because teams are going to lose. Great teams are going to lose. How do you respond? Well, after that game up north ended the way it did, you guys have won the last three, including getting one of those on the road. What's been going on with this group, Coach, that you can tell our listeners in these last three games specifically that you've really liked?
Well, I mean, I know people might not want to hear this, but we actually played pretty well up in Laramie.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the result, but I thought, you know, in that game in the second half, I thought we did a lot of really good things to take control of the game. And, you know, obviously everyone knows what happened in the last minute, but I don't think, you know, for us, that we want to do a race, you know, some of the things that I thought we had started to do better. And I think these guys always believed. And we just had to, you know, to reset. And you go through ups and downs in a season. There's never a linear season where you just start at the beginning and you just keep taking off. You have ups and downs. And sometimes you feel like you're, you know, stale a little bit. But, well, these guys, I think we've got such a together group, guys that care so deeply about what they're doing, and you know, they believe. And sometimes it just takes you know, a game going our way, and we played really well against San Diego State the next night out. And these guys have a lot of confidence, but they're not getting ahead of themselves. I mean, it's every game is difficult. It's same thing Friday night here, and I think the key to this is just staying where your feet are, and that's what they're doing right now, is just focus on what's in front of them now.
CSU head coach Nico Medved joining us here on the First Advantage Hotline. Coach, in that game last night against the Broncos, that was, again, that was an impressive one just by itself. The three-game winning streak has been beautiful, but that win, you know, you're going up against a Broncos team that was starting to get pretty hot. I mean, they were climbing up the standings right behind Utah State. They beat New Mexico 86-78. In the pit, on the road, difficult task for any team. So they were pretty hot coming into this game, but I loved the start by you. You guys, and you did that against San Diego State too. You just jumped right out the gates, and I think that obviously that just creates so much momentum for the rest of the game.
It does, and you know, games are always a game of runs, but I thought our mentality early in the games was great. I thought it, you know, started with the defensive end and, you know, us keeping it simple and sharing the ball. And I think when we do that, we're a good team. And I think the guys believe that. And, you know, I thought we went through a stretch where maybe we got a little careless offensively with some of our decision-making and shot selection. And, you know, I think sometimes, too, in this league, Brady, your opponent gets a vote, too. You know, you go to Nevada and, you know, you got to tip your hat to them, too. I mean, Jared Lucas and Blackshear are making shots from everywhere. Not all of it was us. Some of it's just you run into teams that play really, really well. And last night we played really well. I thought, you know, defensively we challenged them all game. We battled their physicality. Our guys did a great job of sharing the ball and cutting. And I think we're at our best oftentimes that we have multiple guys in double figures and contributions from everyone up and down the lineup. And that's what we had last night. So it was a very complete game against a team, you're right, that was playing as well as anyone in our league. So we feel good about that.
Well, you talked about the defensive side, too. You guys held Boise State to 62 points. A guy like Max Rice, I mean, I was watching that New Mexico game. The guy, he couldn't miss. So, I mean, he's getting to that point where his confidence was just going up 30-plus for him. And you guys held him to 11 points. And he was in that game a lot. And you guys just were able to put the crunch on him.
Yeah, guys did a really good job of just, you know, he got one early in transition. We left him, but our guys did a really good job of, you know, not getting lazy at, you know, going under a screen and really being physical and being attached and, you know, arriving with our hands up. And I thought it wasn't just him. They've got a lot of dangerous shooters. Our guys did a really good job on Abo, who's a tremendous shooter. Tyson Dagenhart had a big game, but we weren't allowing other guys to get going. And so I just thought our mentality on the defensive end was just terrific last night.
Well, and I, you know, obviously we talk about this guy all the time, but Isaiah Stevens, I thought this was a really great game for him, not because of the, just necessarily the numbers, but the last time you guys played the Broncos, I know he was frustrated with the turnovers and everything. Well, he was next to perfect. 16 points for him, 11 assists, only one turnover last night. I love it when you see those leaders, you know, if they do have a weird night for them, you know, the way that they can bounce back and recover. And it was a nice game for Isaiah Stevens last night, Coach.
He was terrific. And, you know, Zay, I mean, one of the best parts about him as a leader is he's never, ever pointing fingers at anyone else. You know, when it doesn't go well, the first person he's going to look at is himself and say, hey, I didn't play well. What do I need to do better? And that's what makes him so special. And that leadership just permeates down through your team. And when your best player is always taking ownership, how can the other guys not do the same? And that's why I knew, you know, after what happened in the last minute at Wyoming, there was nobody that was coming in the next day and pointing fingers at anybody. And it was just about coming together more. And, you know, everybody that was on the floor in that last minute played a part in that. And there was also some bad luck that went our way. And sometimes those things happen and you got to move past it and control what you can control. But it really starts with Isaiah. He played terrific last night. He knew he did not play well in Boise the last time. And if you know him, that wasn't going to happen twice.
Well, and you guys finding different ways to score last night. Obviously, Isaiah, with those 11 assists, that sets up this offense. 40 points in the paint for you. I love the saying, Coach. I've heard you say it a lot. Like the three, love the paint. And, you know, it wasn't falling, really, for you guys from the three-point line. But when you can find different ways to score, 40 points in the paint, that's going to typically do it.
Yeah, no, we were really good that way, cutting and our interior passing and not settling. And, you know, we got to the free throw line and we made free throws. And I think that's where it starts. And our team has been good that way for most of the season. And I do think we're in the top 10 in the country in two-point field goal percentage. And last night was terrific. We didn't make a lot of threes, but we didn't take a lot either. And I thought, again, our mentality, the way we played was really, really good. And they're a good defensive team. They do a great job of helping you, helping each other. They do a great job of challenging shooters. And I just thought our guys played with a lot of poise and stayed on the attack. And so, yeah, last night we played terrific offensively, even without making a lot of perimeter shots.
Coach, you talked about the depth, too, earlier to start the interview, just about how everybody's contributing. I mean, and that was the case last night. You had Mbemba with his game, 8 points, 4 boards for him. Headband Joe with 7 points and several rebounds, hustle plays. You're seeing Lake get involved. I mean, just I know it's important. I know it's huge. But when you can have everybody in some facet contribute, even in a night when a guy like Nick Clifford, an absolute stud, doesn't have one of his better scoring nights, it's so important to have other guys that can step up.
Yeah, you got to win in different ways. I mean, it's not the same formula every game. And, you know, you have off nights as an individual, but you have to find other ways to help the team. And, yeah, I thought last night that was a huge key. I thought our bench was terrific on both ends of the floor, competed really, really well. We were able to withstand some foul issues, and those guys really, really stepped up. And that's going to be huge for us, you know, down the stretch here in all these games, is everybody finding ways to contribute. And guys know it can be a different guy's night every night out. And I thought that was great. And hopefully that's something that we can build on here moving forward. But, yeah, those guys were really good last night.
CSU head coach Nico Medved joining us. Coach, we've talked about it a lot. I've said it a million times. We know this Mountain West Conference is just absolute madness. Last night was crazy. You guys get a huge win for you. Utah State loses. It's a logjam. I mean, it's just like every single game. You can't like take a timeout for air. You can't step out for air. Every single game we know is going to be a battle. Even if there's a team like a San Jose State that's someone at the bottom, I expect everybody in this conference to be a difficult win.
Yeah, I think what you said, I mean, I don't, believe it or not, like, I haven't even really been looking at the standings. I didn't even realize till after the game, oh, you know, Utah State has lost. I just think that you got to just stay in the moment. You know, there's, what, 32 days left in the regular season. I think we got 8 regular season games left here. And just focus on what you're doing right now. And if you're fortunate enough to win games, you look up at the end of the year and you're going to like where you sit. And our league is so good. It clearly looks like today we're in a position to get multiple teams in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, that's the goal when you kick off in November. That's the number one goal. And but you got to keep winning. You got to keep finding ways to win. And if you take a loss, you got to regroup quickly and keep going forward. Because if you look too far ahead or start looking at what ifs or living in the past, you're not going to be able to perform at your best. And I think that's when we do it the best. And we just got to keep these guys right here, right now.
Is this the most, I mean, you've coached in this Mountain West now for a while. Is this the best you've seen it from top to bottom? Because, I mean, I'm a Mountain West fan, Coach. I've seen some great teams, yours included, over the years. But I don't remember looking at everybody going, yeah, I could see that team pulling off an upset. I mean, is this the craziest it's ever been?
It certainly feels like that, Brady. I mean, I, you know, having been an assistant in the league, that 1 year we got 5 in the tournament. And, you know, when Jimmer was at BYU and both them and San Diego State were, you know, top 10 teams, that was pretty special too. But the depth of this league right now is maybe unlike anything I've ever seen. And it's terrific. I love it. I think, you know, we're playing, this is a high major league in men's basketball. That's what it is. And I love that this is the third year in a row where we're playing at that level. And I think it's crucial that we keep it going, because it's a lot of fun. And clearly, I think we are the best basketball league in the West.
It's hard to argue with you, Coach. I mean, for me, I'm absolutely spoiled. Every single night, there's a great game, it seems like, in the Mountain West Conference. So we're loving it, Coach. You just keep up the great work. It's so much fun to follow you and what you've done over these years. I love your staff. These players, they're great people, too. They're great guys to talk to. And watching them on a nightly basis is just a blast. So, Coach, we just appreciate it. We wish you the best of luck coming up this weekend. Another home game for you guys going up against San Jose State.
Well, I appreciate it, Brady. And hey, make sure, you know, I think we've already got a couple sellouts that are going to get announced, but the clock's ticking on getting a chance to get out to Moby and see these guys. There's only four home games left, so get out and see them while you can. It's a special group.
It certainly is a special group. You have historic players on this roster. You guys are putting together another phenomenal season, so you're exactly right. So go out, witness some great basketball. Coach, I love it. It's so much fun to follow this team, and we look to catch up with you down the road.
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Coach. There's Nico Medved, head coach for Colorado State. Yeah, get out there. You know, and when you do get out there, Angel, don't run onto the floor. Fan ran onto the floor last night, and it gave Boston a technical free throw. Fan took off. Nobody tries to capture him. Goes through the tunnel. Don't know where he went. There's exits. There's exit doors, man. He probably found a way. He runs onto the floor, and he's out the door. And you give... Is it weird that Boise State gets a technical free throw from that? I mean, you're punishing... It's like my snowball thing with the football program. When guys are throwing snowballs out, and you start penalizing the team... Is that fair?
It's your home court.
But what if it's an opposing fan that puts on a white shirt? It was a whiteout last night. What? I mean, you know.
You're the ones in charge of security. And
yeah, that was weird, man. That was a weird one. But CSU gets this done. So here's what it looks like in the standings. Boise State 7-3. New Mexico 7-3. San Diego State 7-3. Utah State's 7-3, and then next is CSU at 6-4. They're by themselves in that fifth spot, but they're a game out of first place. And so I'm just kind of looking at the upcoming schedule in the Mountain West. So San Diego State plays Nevada. That's good because if Nevada loses, you separate yourself from Nevada a little bit more. If San Diego State loses, that's a team that you beat. And then you'd have the tiebreaker over them. That'd be their fourth loss. So that's what's going on Friday. Obviously, CSU and San Jose State going at it. On Saturday, you've got Boise State and Utah State on Saturday night, 8 o'clock on FS1. UNLV goes to New Mexico. Again, UNLV has proven they can compete. They can beat teams. And then Fresno State and Air Force. That one's doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things with those teams at this stage. But that Boise State Utah State game is going to be huge. But CSU's got to take care of business Friday. Now I tweeted this out, Angel, and you tell me if I'm crazy. Okay, I'm a sports radio host, so my job is to go up and down with the seasons. And when I see stuff that concerns me, I call it out. So I tweeted out last night that I admitted that I hit the panic button after the Wyoming game. Right? To be fair. And I get people coming at me saying, why were you worried? Why panic? Why were you concerned? Is that a weird, like, why wouldn't I be? You were up 11, and I know Coach Medved just said we played a great game. It's just that weird minute or so. That can change the psyche of a basketball team when you lose that way. I've seen it in college. I've seen it in the pros. When CU was up big over Stanford, you know, in the football this year, and then they gave up that lead and Stanford wins, they couldn't recover. I don't know if that was the sole reason, but we've seen kooky stuff happen. I don't think it's insane for me to tweet, yeah, I was worried after that game. And then they didn't really play well against Air Force. It took a crazy finish just to force overtime.
Oh, I think with sports, there's big picture, little picture mentalities. The little picture was they're struggling on the road. They just lost a heartbreaker type of game in an unorthodox fashion, and it's a little concerning for the outlook. The big picture is we still have 10 games to go.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's natural because we're gonna cheer loud as we can when they win, and we're gonna be when they lose. And that's just, you know, it's finding that middle ground, and you know, our job, we have to talk about the highs and lows. And a casual fan, you get to enjoy that middle ground where it's, wait, why are you panicking for?
Well, and then somebody's pulling the whole Bud Black thing on me last night. They're like, dude, I said, well, what about the Air Force game? That didn't concern you all? That's basketball. So I was like, wait, let me get this straight.
Both. It can be, yeah, that's basketball. I'm glad they won. Yeah. But also, there were some things they need to get fixed.
Yeah, I mean, they needed to win those games. The last three games, they really needed to win these. So just to go out there and go, you know, any given night, that's basketball. Well, not if you want to go to March Madness and achieve greatness. Do you want to achieve greatness, or do you just want to say, oh, anybody can beat anybody, and that's basketball?
Like, it's like if the Nuggets played the Pistons, and they beat the Pistons at a buzzer-beater three throw or something, it's like, woo, we won, but that's the worst team in basketball.
Right.
You shouldn't have come down to that.
100%. 100%. So it's reasonable to say, I was concerned after that, but I still believed in this team. I did believe in Colorado State.
Being concerned for a week doesn't mean, okay, you better be concerned the rest of the way, or they win two games, three games in a row. It's, they're never going to get beaten again. Like, it's going to change.
We've seen great teams lose to bad teams early in the season. Well, and the other thing is, too, and I know I got a break here. We're bringing on a very special guest here in just a moment. But one of the things that I look at in sports is how you recover when you lose and all that stuff. But I also think this is interesting, Angel. We're always hear that cliche, if you want to play your best basketball in February and March, or you want to play your best football in December, January. I understand the resume for CSU, but let's not act like that's the end-all be-all, because teams get so much better or worse in some instances 2 months later. 35 minutes after the hour. So we're going to bring on the reason we're able to do this show is because of amazing sponsors. And there's one that started this thing off with us, and that's, well, Chevron, formerly PDC Energy. Katie Tay is going to join us in just a moment. And we'll catch up with her, so we're looking forward to that. She is the Community Affairs Advisor. They got some cool things going on with Chevron, so we'll talk to Katie coming up next. First, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Thank you for tuning in each and every day. And, you know, we talk about our sponsors on this program, and I've said it, and I'll say it again, we can't do it without them. There was one, though, one person that I remember talking to when we started to be, when we changed the name, we kind of changed the feel of the show. We said, we're going to get bigger, we're going to grow, we're going to get better guests on, all of that. There was one person that stepped forward to work with us when we started rebuilding the program, and that was Katie Tate. Katie Tate with Chevron, Community Affairs Advisor. Katie, I mean it when I say it. You and I chat a lot. I bug you all the time. But we can't do this without your support, without Chevron support, but especially with what you've done with us over the years.
Oh, I'm happy to. I absolutely love this partnership. I love to see how it's grown over the years and just what you've done. And I'm just so proud to be a partner with you, and just to be able to share the cool things we're doing in the community, too.
Well, you guys just, and with Chevron, we're learning more and more about the plan, the philosophy, and everything. But I think one thing's pretty clear, you know, especially with you, with what your work is, you're going to be involved in the community.
Oh, absolutely. I live and breathe this stuff, so I'm excited to represent Chevron and continue to give back to the community and find those neat ways we can support, you know, our community in Colorado and just thrive.
There's a lot of things you do in the area, and that could take us hours upon hours to go through everything. But I love your involvement with the Colorado Eagles, too. That's a nice connection for our sports fans and what you guys have coming up with the Eagles.
Oh, I am so excited about this. This has been in the works for the last couple of years, and I'm so excited to see it come to fruition. We're partnering with the Colorado Eagles to do a Wish for Wheels bike build later this month. So our employees, the hockey, you know, the Eagles hockey players are going to be there. Everybody's going to be there, and we're going to be building bikes for over 200 kids in Greeley. So it is going to be, it's one of my favorite days, Brady. We build the bikes, which if I can build the bikes, anybody can build the bikes. And we deliver them to the schools, and you just see the kids.
Oh, wow.
Huge smiles. And a lot of these kids, it's their first bike. And so we all have memories of our first bikes with our friends riding around. Like, that's such a huge part of childhood. So we are just over the moon that we can partner with the Colorado Eagles and just bring smiles to these kids later this month. And I can't tell you the schools, because some of the schools haven't even told their students yet. So it's going to be a big surprise. But
we'll definitely
share on social media everywhere. You'll just see everything. So I'm just over the moon. It's such a cool partnership to do with the Eagles.
So you, obviously you said you're going to be building bikes. You're going to have the players out there building bikes too?
We are. Wow. We're going to put the work.
So that's awesome. Like these kids, a lot of kids are going to get a bike that was you know, built by some professional hockey players. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah, it is awesome. And it's even better as some of the players are going to be coming to the schools with us, Brady. They're going to have their jerseys on. They're going to be delivering the bikes to the kids, you know, shoulder to shoulder with Chevron folks. And it's just such a cool opportunity. And the Eagles and I, we've been talking about this for years. We just thought it would be the coolest way to support our community. And, you know, the Colorado Eagles, they're really committed to their community too. So it's just such a neat partnership to partner with the Eagles and Wish for Wheels, who we love dearly. And we've been partnering with them for the last 5 years. So it's such a cool opportunity.
So, Katie, refresh my memory again. When is this? And how can folks get on, learn more about this, just to kind of see what you're up to, maybe even get involved?
Yeah, so it's later this month. This is only for the employees and the players.
Okay.
But I would encourage folks to keep an eye out on Chevron Colorado, our Facebook, our LinkedIn, our Instagram. We're going to have a photographer out there capturing it. It is such a cool moment. I imagine there's going to be a number of listeners that their kids get a bike. So it's going to be awesome. And it's just one of the many things we're doing at Chevron. You know, we're committed to our communities. We're partnering with our partners and having this collaborative effort to, you know, lift up our community and just make it the best place.
One of the things I've been so impressed with, you know, recently too, with what you do, with what Chevron's doing, is just, hey, you say you want to be involved in the community and you're actually doing it. There's a lot of people that say we're about community. There's one voice and we're, you know, all that stuff. And sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. You guys are out doing stuff all of the time and you see it on a daily basis. And I know you just absolutely love it.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't even consider this a job. It's a labor of love. I just love working with our employees and our partners. And the neat thing about us is that we work with our employees to find out what they want to do, how they want to partner. Do they want to help out at Mobile Food Bank every week? Do they want to be, you know, more involved with XYZ? Like, we have those conversations, and they're really engaged. And volunteering, you know, there's just so many different ways to do it. There isn't just a cookie-cutter way anymore. So just offering all different opportunities and having support from our leadership, it makes my job a lot easier when you're shoulder-to-shoulder with Kim and the leadership team volunteering and giving back to the community.
Well, I'm excited about this next thing coming up for you guys with the bike build, with Wish for Wheels teaming up with the Colorado Eagles. All right, so have you built a bike before, Katie? I mean, what goes into that?
Well, it's so funny because when I, you know, pitch this to employees and I'm sharing with them how they do it, they think of a super complex bike. It is literally the handlebars, the base of the bike, and the seat and the wheels. And the first time you see it, it's a little intimidating. But by the end of it, our employees and the Colorado Eagles, they're going to be pros at this. And of course, you know, Wish for Wheels checks the bikes, makes sure that everything's, you know, working and a kid's not going to ride off and the bike's going to fall apart. Like, they make sure we do everything right, and their team is amazing. And so we line the bikes up. The kids are waiting and cheering. I mean, it is my favorite day because the joy that you see the kids have and the teachers. And then when you're in the community, you see the bikes riding around, you know, the kids with their friends. So it's such a win-win for everyone.
Well, and again, how much of a bragging point is that? You're riding around on a bike you got and you're like, yeah, probably an Eagles player. Or you know what? Katie Tate made this, you know, that's what I've been riding around. You know, Katie made this bad boy.
Yeah, it's just so cool. And it's just one of the many, you know, volunteer opportunities we have for employees that I'm excited throughout the year to share the cool things we're doing in the community. But it just shows what type of company we are, just collaborating with all our partners and just, you know, it's the greater good for the community and how we can best impact the community and be, you know, an operator of choice and a neighbor of choice.
Well, Katie, we love getting you on the program, and we mean
it. I love being on the show.
Yeah, anytime. You got to come check out the new place because last time you were on, you were in studio. We were downtown. Now we're in, you know, we're in a nice spot. We actually got an elevator. We feel like we've arrived. Yeah, we don't go through it anymore. I don't want to be that guy. It's only two floors, but still, we have an elevator.
No, I'll definitely make my way down there, and we can talk sports and have a good time.
It's like we're in a skyscraper almost here, you know? It's huge. All right, Katie, an important question for you. I'm doing research for gathering for my pick on Friday. Chiefs or Niners? Who we taking here? I need your advice.
My grandpa's a Kansas City Chiefs fan, so I got to go with Grandpa.
You go. All right. You know, I'm writing it down right now. I'm taking my notes. All right, Katie. We appreciate you so much. Let's get you on soon, and we'll get you in the studio very soon too. That'll be a lot of fun.
I would love that. That would be great.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you.
Awesome. I appreciate you, and talk to you soon.
Okay. Sounds great. Katie Tate, Community Affairs Advisor at Chevron. And again, when you listen to these shows, you listen to the whole show, I remember we used to go by a different name. And that was cool and everything, but we said, hey, that sponsor's going to move on from the program. We're going to change the name. We're going to kind of change our philosophy on the sports that we're talking about. We're going to put a stronger emphasis on college teams in the area. We're still going to talk Broncos Nuggets till we're blue in the face, but nobody's talking about CSU on a daily basis or the UNC Bears. And I remember we said, we're going to start doing that. We're going to change the name. We changed the name to the whole show. Have some fun with that. And I remember going to Katie and saying, hey, would you be interested in sponsoring this program? We are going to be highlighting local athletes, local coaches in the area, and having some fun while we do it. And it was a no-brainer for them. So we just appreciate her involvement, Chevron's involvement on everything they got going. They got this bike build coming up with Wish for Wheels and the Colorado Eagles. Angel, how cool would that be? You're a little kid. You get a free bike that was built by a professional hockey player. I mean, that's a bragging point right there.
Yeah, and I mean, you get to put that bike together yourself, so there's that bit of pride in it. And it's like, I'm going to learn to ride this thing, and it's my bike.
Yeah, I love this kind of stuff. I love these kind of community stories. 48 minutes after the hour, we are going to go through what could have been, Angel. A lot of people like to go after John Elway because he missed on this guy, he missed on this guy, he missed on Kyle Shanahan. How did that all really go down? Was there a realistic chance that Mike Shanahan would have come back as the head coach of the Denver Broncos, brought his son Kyle Shanahan as the offensive coordinator, hands him the baton when he's ready to retire, and then who knows what happens? Maybe Christian McCaffrey ends up on the Broncos and you've got the McCaffrey-Shanahan thing. You have all this stuff. What could have been? Why did it go wrong? We're going to talk about that coming up later on in the program. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian, Gary, and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I've been watching a lot of the Christian McCaffrey highlights and not highlights, but the interviews and stuff, and Kyle Shanahan's interview, and just talking about the Shanahans and the McCaffreys and the Broncos and the Elway connection, like all that stuff. What could have been, and I want to get into that in the second hour. I want to get into that story. We got Mark Johnson going to join us as well. Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com. We'll talk some Cowboys with him. We got a busy show lined up, but I want to get into that because that's just a rich history there. It's like that's a Broncos connection. That's a Broncos family. The Shanahans, the McCaffreys. And you go back to the UNC stuff, Angel, and it's like, this is one of the reasons I really wanted it to work out. I mean, obviously you're rooting for UNC football, but Ed McCaffrey right here in our own backyard coaching the UNC Bears. What could have been like if that could have just worked out a little bit better? But it wasn't meant to be, whatever. And it is kind of odd seeing, you know, the McCaffreys out and about, knowing that you could have had that here. Like, imagine if Ed was still the head coach and Christian's in the Super Bowl. That's going to be some publicity for the University of Northern Colorado, is it not? Would it not have been?
Yeah.
Probably by Christian.
Sure. By wearing UNC gear. You wearing a UNC hoodie one time.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, we had three of the five McCaffreys in Greeley, or pseudo in Greeley at one point.
On the staff or the team, yeah.
So, you know, it works out the way it works out.
Ed was the coach. Max McCaffrey was the offensive coordinator. And Dylan McCaffrey was the quarterback. Crazy times, man. I mean, you know, you were really... And again, I love Ed Lamb. So that's, I mean, I'm having a lot of fun doing this podcast with him now. Angel, it's called Football 52. We recorded one yesterday and we put it out. It's on Apple and Spotify and out there all over the place. And so I'm loving that. Not many coaches at this level will say, hey, let's take time to really go in and do an hour conversation about the inner workings of a football program. It's really fascinating stuff. I'm excited to see how that thing progresses.
Well, I know he said it, not many coaches without a win in their first year can do that.
No, and he's honest. He's like, I don't know how many people want to hear from an 0-11 coach. I think if you're a Bears fan, if you're a fan of college football, if you're a fan of college football in the area, I think you'd be interested to hear what he has to say. Because he's going to talk about the hurdles that he has to get over, that the program has to get over, that the university has to get over. And I think fans need to hear some of that stuff. I can't tell you, man, when Ed McCaffrey invited me over to the facilities and took me on a tour and all that stuff, I'll admit that was my first time doing it. I'm ashamed to say it. It was my first time taking a vast tour of the facility, and I was blown away. Like, some of the things that you have to go through there, walking across the parking lot to go to your locker room and, you know, the training facilities and just certain things, it blew me away. I think it's good not to put them down, but to be able to talk about these things. These are some of the things that we face on a daily basis as far as recruiting goes.
Well, it makes people aware. You know, it's easy to look at a box score or look at a tweet and say, oh, this team's bad, this program's bad. Well, do you know what's going on in it? Maybe you could help.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe there's... I saw they're looking for volunteer coaches to come help them out and do some stuff. I don't know what that entails. Probably just like hauling equipment.
This pad while the D lineman runs in.
Yeah, or hauling equipment back and forth and stuff. But this could be your opportunity, Angel. This could be it. This could be your coaching start so that when you become famous, you could refuse going to the Super Bowl week.
I mean, there's a lot of cool football names that have started here in Greeley. Shanahan, McCaffrey, McDaniel...
Yeah,
it happens.
Yeah, training camp when Shanahan's were here all the time. Yeah, 11:57 the time. We'll take a short break. Top story of the day coming up next.